And what's going to be happening in the very near future is that your kid is going to be coming home from school again in tears because he just can't compete with other kids who are more athletic, more smart, better behaved, more beautiful, better, more capable and able to get into the best colleges, and your kid can't. And the difference is that these other kids, their parents have invested in all of these enhancement technologies that are coming online, and you haven't. And when that day comes, you're going to have to decide what you want to do. You've basically got three choices. You can either say to the kid, listen, wipe your nose. I don't care how other parents treat their kids and how they deal with their minds and bodies. We love you just the way you are.
Right.
Or you can go out and remortgage the house again in order to engage in this arms race in which people are increasingly seeing, embodying the old Army slogan, be all you can be. Or you can try to get these kids thrown out of your school, the enhanced kids. But the trouble with that is it just widens the gap between people who are the same kind of version 1.0 human as the one that we've been used to all of these years and the ones that are increasingly embracing these technologies. I mean, as you say, with that Regenesis program, this is something that you can see in the headlines right now. This is not science fiction.
Oh, no. This is a story that I ran across earlier this morning. Of course, I perused what you're going to be talking about a little bit, but I ran smack into this story about regrowing limbs, and I went, oh, my God, they're actually talking about regrowing arms and legs and that sort of thing as a fairly near reality, and it hit me right between the eyes. Now, there are apparently other enhancements that, you know, are on the rather immediate horizon. What might they be? What might little Johnny have in another 10 or 15 or 20 years that my child, if I don't allow it, might not?
Well, just in the next 3 years, for example, there are four U.S. companies that are racing to bring online memory pills as prescription drugs. These are drugs that would dramatically enhance your capabilities to remember. Like most of these enhancements, they're originally aimed at people who are really sick. In the case of memory pills, they're obviously be aimed at Alzheimer's victims.
Okay, for example, I've heard of, I think it's ginkgo biloba, something like that.
Oh, yeah. No. This is not any of that.
A whole new class of drugs.
No, this is real, no kidding, pharmaceuticals. This stuff works. This makes a big difference. This is not some vitamins or something that you get at your health food store. This is stuff that dramatically works, and it's FDA approved, and it's a prescription drug. And the reason they think this is going to be such a big deal commercially is because they think that, you know, as with all of these enhancements, the second group that wants it is the needy well. And in this case, it'll be the aging baby boomers who can't remember where they put their car. And then the third group that any of these enhancements is aimed at is the merely ambitious. And in this case, it'll probably be our kids. I mean, you think of what parents do now to get their kids into their best schools. Well, think of how memory plays a role in so much education, whether it's language or the law. Well, suppose that in 3 years you could basically buy your kids an extra couple of hundred points on their SAT scores with these memory pills. Already, educational testing service that runs the college boards are already very fidgety about this. They're thinking,
Joe, are they actually talking about a measurable increase in IQ or just a measurable increase in what you can remember?
These are simply memory pills, but farther down the line are cognition enhancers, which are meant to actually improve your ability to process information. And this is in the near term. Pharmaceuticals are in the first wave of these enhancements that you're going to see actually coming on the market. In fact, you know, we're having this debate on our sports pages right now with Barry Bonds, the baseball slugger.
Of course.
The question in the sports pages is, should Barry Bonds go around with an asterisk on his forehead for the rest of his life because he's a fundamentally different kind of human than the people whose records that he broke? Well, that's very, very primitive pharmaceuticals. I mean, that's just steroids and stuff like that. But incrementally, one prescription at a time, we're looking at a variety of drugs that are going to be dramatically increasing our abilities physically, mentally, socially, in a host of other ways. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.